Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, February 22nd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. I was talking to somebody on the phone the other night, and they said, you know, this whole alternative research field, this whole patriot movement is turning into a circus. He said, it's wild, it's crazy. And you know what? It's getting wilder and crazier every single day. We're going to do something today that we haven't done in quite some time. We're just going to come out and talk to you. We did have a guest scheduled like we do almost every other day. We had Jack Blood scheduled, but a lot of stuff went down yesterday. If you want to find out, go to RBN Live. Look at your archives for yesterday for John Stattmiller's show. You can find out for yourself. We're right now, we called up Jack and said, we're not going to get in the middle of this. We just want to come out here instead and talk to everybody out there and let you know where we stand on what's going on in this field.
But Wing TV is not a forum to create further division between people, so we took a pass on that interview today.
Right. And what we really most want to say is time is of the essence. The people that are atop the control pyramid, this New World Order cabal, as we speak right now, they're plotting, they're planning, they're orchestrating, they're getting ready to push forward their agenda. The only resistance they have right now is us, the Patriot Movement, the alternative media, and you. We're the only ones that are standing in their way right now. And if we don't get our act together and start organizing and start putting up a united front, they're going to bowl right over us once and for all, because they have all the key players in place now. They have Gonzalez, they have Chertoff, they have Negroponte, plus they still have Cheney in there and Bush and Rumsfeld and the whole cabal within this government, all these neocons with Wolfowitz and Pearl and Feith. I mean, this is a nasty, nasty organization, and they're not sitting around doing nothing.
Right. We need to get beyond the labels that cause us to be fractured from one another. We want to unite all Americans, not just the patriots or Christians or left or right or Jews or whatever. Everyone who's an American, this is relevant information to all of us.
Yeah, and we have to ask ourselves, what are we really doing, especially those of us in the alternative media? Now, Lisa and I, we mentioned this once before on this show, and we suffer from a disease. It's called TB. That means true believers. We believe totally and completely that we can do something to change this, because if we didn't, believe me, we wouldn't spend 16 hours a day doing this with very little to show for it. I mean, as John Stattmiller said last night on his show, this takes a toll on people, especially those that are out there really pushing things. I mean, it would be real easy for Lisa and myself to go out and just party and have fun and not worry about this stuff. We spend hours upon endless hours getting this information out there because we believe we can make this world better.
And the more of us there are doing these things, the more of a force we'll be. We have to develop this strong cohesion among each other. So we're asking you to rise above yourselves again. We're asking you to take action. Hand out the literature that you get. Pass it around. Talk to people every day. Don't worry about being confrontational or controversial about questioning the government.
Right, and that's a key word that Lisa said. We have to rise above ourselves. We have to act differently than they do. Now, who's they? Well, that's the mainstream media and the politicians and the bureaucrats. We can't act the same way that they act. We can't be cutthroats. We can't be out here and be money hungry. We can't backstab each other. And we can't be out here just to bask in fame so we can become the next Art Bell or something like that. Another thing we have to do is we have to take people at their word. If somebody says something, they better mean it. It has to mean something when they say these words. And
as my friends in Austin, Texas like to say, be in integrity.
Right. And we don't see a lot of that nowadays. People say things, but it's all lip service. It's very hollow. And I can tell you right now, when we come out here and say these things to you on our show every day, we mean what we're saying.
Yeah, and we really just want to see more action from the public. Now, there's a lot of you out there who know what's going on, who are aware. You need to work hard every day to make others more aware. The more of us there are, the more chance we have. We're the last generation that can do anything about this situation in our country.
Yep, this is it. And we are making progress. To prove it, last week I took a copy of my book up to our local newspaper, the Center Daily Times, and there was two letters in it, one from Lisa, one from myself, and we basically said this is the biggest story of the 21st century. We have proven now that the government's version of events in regard to how the World Trade Center towers collapsed is a lie, and we prove it. Now, they actually made a rule about us where they said they don't review self-published books. So we said we don't want a review on this book. We want this treated as if it is a news story. Well, last Friday, we got a phone call from this newspaper, and they said, we're going to run an op-ed piece that you write. Tell people what your conclusions are. So that's progress. This isn't a Knight Ridder newspaper.
So it's a 180-page book, yeah, condensed down to 650 words,
right,
or less.
Yeah, but it's progress. This is a step above even a letter to the editor. And that's great. Also, we're going to do, again, tomorrow night, Wisconsin Public Radio, the Duke Skorich Show. And when we did the first show about 3 weeks ago, the response was fantastic. People out there know that the government lied to us about this event. The government, or people know that they're using this as a pretext to push forward their agenda. And they're hungry. They're very, very hungry.
And don't let anybody tell you that people aren't ready to hear this information,
right,
because that's a lie. Because people are ready. They're very receptive to it. Most people are. And the ones that aren't are in denial.
Yeah.
So you have to just keep pushing forward and telling people.
And one of the biggest problems we face right now isn't with the mainstream media, because we know the way they act. We know the way Fox News and CNN and all of those are going to react, because they're nothing but tools that are used by this New World Order cabal to condition people and to keep breaking news and very vital news away from everyday Americans. But an even bigger problem we face is in this alternative media. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a lot of good sources out there. Lisa and myself have been doing tons of radio interviews, and the people hosting these shows are great. But there's also quite a few people that label themselves alternative media. And we've been contacting them time and time again,
right,
to say, we'd like to come on your show for one reason. We want to spread the word. We want everybody out there to know that the government lied about 9/11, that they're not telling us the truth. And do you know what we hear from them? Nothing. They either ignore us, or they blow us off, or they laugh at us, or whatever. And they act in the exact same way as the mainstream media is. Now, are we going to tell you every one of these people today? No. But we are going to soon, because we're making lists of every single phone call we make, every single email we make, and we're letting these people know we want to come out there, and we want one thing. We want to spread the word. We want to talk to their listeners. That's it.
Right. And there isn't anything alternative about them if they refuse to touch the biggest story of the century.
Right. And here's the way, here's something I liken it to. Pretend that your neighbor got murdered, okay? And about 20 people knew about it, but they weren't saying anything. So one person goes around and starts knocking on doors and say, hey, you know, John got murdered yesterday. Are you going to do something about it? Are we going to go to the police? Are we going to let everybody know? Are we going to go to the newspaper? And right there, this person is at a pivotal moment. Are they going to speak out and tell and talk about this wrongdoing? Or are they going to shut their door and go back in their house and cover it up? Well, that's what a lot of these people in the alternative media, and we say that in quotes, that's what a lot of these people are doing, because they know what happened on the morning of 9/11. They know the government's lying to us, and we're the ones right now knocking on their door, and we're saying, we've got to get the word out to people. We have to talk to the media. We have to talk to everyday people about this. And they're looking at us, and the ones that close the door and refuse to talk about this, we're going to let you know in a big way, because these people don't even deserve to be in the alternative media if they're not going to talk about the biggest story around right now.
And we just can't accept their resistance.
Yeah.
We have to push back. We have to push back. We have to tell them, we're coming in. The truth isn't going to go away. You're not going to keep ignoring us. The truth is here, and you're going to look at it, and you're going to talk about it.
Yeah, and if you're going to be a gatekeeper, we're going to let people know about it. Now, some out there might think, well, that's going to be divisive. That's going to put a wedge in this movement. Well, the way I see it is, there needs to be a wedge to wedge them out of this movement, because if they're not going to talk about these certain issues...
Then we don't need them.
And these issues that they're not talking about are the exact same ones that the mainstream media isn't talking about. So what differentiates them? Nothing. Nothing differentiates them. So they come across, you know, looking all fancy, or they're, you know, they have their image that they're different or alternative. But when you strip away the veneer, you see that they're either funded by the same people in the mainstream media, or they're just playing it safe because they don't want to rile people up. Well, we need people riled up right now, because if we rely on the status quo, if we just keep doing things the way we've been doing them, nothing's going to change. Right. But things are going to keep changing for the power elite, because they want things to change. They want to push forward their agenda.
Right. We're just asking you to not give up, keep motivated, keep pressing forward, and just keep telling the truth to people. The truth, as we've told you many times, the truth matters. It matters to us. It matters to a lot of you out there. We have to make it matter to the media.
Now, some people might...
If it won't, you know...
Yeah. Now, some people might say, why won't these people in alternative media put this information out? Well, a lot of them are gatekeepers, you know. So if we dismiss those as gatekeepers, there's still other ones. And it seems like there's turf wars. So in other words,
I think a lot of it is fear, too. They're afraid. They're afraid to talk about a lot of this stuff because it's so controversial.
Yeah. But then the other ones, though,
controversial.
It's like they've built their little empire. And they're so afraid that somebody's going to come in there and chip away. It's like, well, we have this audience right now, and we don't want anybody else coming in there, and maybe they'll go in and look at their website, or maybe they'll go in and buy their book or whatever. And this is so absurd, because what's happening is they're putting money above everything else. It's like, well, I only want them to know about my product so they can, you know. And on Wing TV here, we have everybody on. Everybody and anybody. And, you know, as I was telling someone a few nights ago, we sure pushed their products more than ours, even. You know,
right.
We give them, you know, we want everybody to know about everybody's products out there, all this information, because that's the only way we're going to get it. And, you know, if people want to be the next Art Bell, or if they want to do this empire building, well, is that what we really want? The way we see it is, it's all for one and one for all. And when I wrote that article a few weeks ago about Alex Jones, when he came out and said, you know, we ought to put bygones, be bygones, and so forth, and just all come together. When he said that, that meant something to me. I took him at his word, and a lot of people have been emailing us. And they're saying, when is Alex going to have you on his show? Well, we're waiting. We're waiting right now. And we put the phone calls in. We're waiting for him. And we're not coming out here and saying anything bad about him. We're just saying, the word's out. We want to be on his show. We want to be on everybody's show. We want to spread the word.
Best thing people can do is open their doors rather than close them. And I see this a lot, too, in some of these Yahoo Internet groups, where we have the little control freak moderators who want to restrict the information going into their groups. Open the doors. They're just Internet groups. Let people see the information and decide for themselves if they want to act on that information or not.
Yeah, it's like they only want people to stay in that one little group and not go beyond it.
This doesn't have to do with bowling, so I'm not putting your message in this group.
Yeah. And you know who we think is the best force out there? It's you right there.
Right.
It's the everyday people. You're not the ones that are resistant to this stuff. Everybody out there that emails us is telling us, keep up the great work. Keep pushing forward. Keep getting the word out. And the problem's not with the everyday people. The problem is with those above that are trying to restrict this information flow.
So if your clergy leaders are fearful and they're not doing anything and they're keeping their mouths shut, put the pressure on them too.
Right.
Because they have a responsibility to tell the truth.
Yeah. And it's what we're, you know, it's what we told our local newspaper is, if you don't treat this as a news story, we're going to make a lot of waves. We're not going to stay silent any longer. Not that we ever did before anyway. But write letters to your editor. And go to your town or your township council meetings, your borough meetings, or your county commissioner meetings. Go there and stand up and say, wait a second, we have a problem. You know? And if we just stay in front of our computer screens or in front of our televisions, and that's all we do, Nothing's going to change.
Right. You can pass out flyers. You can talk to people at your church functions even. They have social stuff going on after the services, things like that. Be vocal. Be verbal. Stand tall. Stand proud. You pay this government your tax money. So let your voice be heard.
Yeah, they're your employee. They're your employee, and they sure have forgotten that. Now, to show how action-oriented we're becoming is, in less than 2 months, we're going to go out to Oklahoma City, halfway across the country, to go there to commemorate the 10th anniversary. There's going to be a protest. There's going to be people saying to those in power that you're not telling us the truth. It's been 10 years now, and before 9/11, this was the biggest domestic terrorist act in our country, and the sole terrorist, sure as hell, wasn't Timothy McVeigh. There were bombs inside that building. There were unexploded bombs that we have film of them carrying the bombs out. I mean, this is absurd that they got away with this for 10 years, and we don't want to let them get away with the crimes they committed on the morning of 9/11 for 10 more years.
Chris Emery and Charles Key are working feverishly to put this whole thing together in OKC, and they're really coming, making some progress. And so we're looking forward to this rally, to the speakers' forum they're going to have there. And I think the rally's the 19th of April. And we hope that many of you show up to show your support for the truth.
Exactly. And, we have a lot of ideas what we're going to keep doing. One of them is some type of media blitz. We're thinking about maybe like the Bill O'Reilly media barrage bomb, you know, where everybody out there just starts barraging Bill O'Reilly with this information about 9/11. Call into his radio show. Email him. Call Fox News. Let these people know.
Kind of like what we did to Gallagher.
Yeah, to Mike Gallagher.
Same thing, Bill O'Reilly.
But make it, instead of just Lisa and myself, make it tens or hundreds, even thousands of people. Because if the media doesn't hear anything from you, they're thinking to themselves, well, they're not a force. They're not anybody to be reckoned with.
And you've seen with Mike Gallagher, some of these people are really thin-skinned. You can get to them. You can get under their skin. Do it. You have a right to do it. They're not telling the truth.
Yeah. So in the near future, we're going to start this Bill O'Reilly media blitz. And we hope you all get involved. One last thing to show you what we're up against. And I'm going to name a name here. Kyle Hentz. He's one of the people at the quote-unquote forefront of the 9/11 activist movement. Well, for years now, we've been trying our damnedest to get Kyle Hentz to help us out to get the word out. And every single time we confront him with anything, and all we're saying is, Kyle, send an email out to people, post it on your website, let people know about this. At every single turn, he denies us. And
he's just resistant to making information available to the public. He always has an excuse. He's had very close contact with 9/11 victim families. He's refused to make the information available to them.
Right.
He has absolutely no interest in promoting the truth. He's more worried about footnotes.
Yeah, and one thing, after we interviewed him last year, and his interviews contained on these discs, which he refuses to tell anyone about.
Even though he's on it.
But we asked him, we said, Kyle, why aren't you telling people this information? And listen to what he said. He says, because people out there aren't ready for the truth. And we thought, what? Not only is that an arrogant statement, but who the hell made him the determinant of what people are or are not ready for?
So he's basically admitting he's a gatekeeper then.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. And, you know, we put a lot more confidence in everyday people. We think you're ready for everything, and that's why we come out here on Wing TV every day with the guests
that
we have on.
You know, there's nothing you're not capable of understanding or coping with.
Right.
There isn't anything. And people like Kyle Hentz are just trying to keep the information from you. Ask yourself why.
Exactly. And ask yourself also, some of these shows that are on out there, some of these websites that are out there, ask yourself, why aren't they talking about certain issues? What are they covering up? What are they hiding? What are they suppressing? Why are they doing it?
We can't
figure it out. I mean, we have to get the word out, because those in power, as we said at the onset of the show, they're not sitting around on their hands twiddling their thumbs. They're getting ready to drop the kibosh on us again like they did on 9/11. And believe me, folks, when they do it again, it's going to be even bigger than it was on 9/11.
We're telling all the media cowards, we're coming in.
Yeah.
We're coming in. You're not keeping us out anymore.
Yep.
You're not keeping the truth out.
And you see these two big mouths right here? We're not keeping them quiet.
Nope.
So, folks, we're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Mm-hmm. It's good just to sit here and be able to talk to you. We're going to have to do it more often, actually. And in less than 2 weeks, we're going to be starting our 9/11 on trial. That's another way we're showing people that, you know, we can get this information out there.
Folks, if we can do it, you can do it too.
Thanks for tuning into Wing TV. That means the world to us, and that's what keeps us going here.
Thanks for passing these books around.
Right. And we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Thanks for tuning in.
Have a good one.